Cameron Wolf is our NFL Nation's Dolphins reporter. My goodness, Cameron, how does it feel to be the belle of the ball with the 943 draft picks the Miami Dolphins have leading into this draft?
Oh, man, it's weird. I'm going to have no time to think about each pick because they'll be back on the clock once again, you know, once they make a selection. So, yeah, it's weird covering a team that owns the draft.
With being owning the draft, how many draft picks are they going to have to give up to pick Tua or coming in at number three?
Well, they'd love to give up none. I think that, you know, the interesting portion is you know, Detroit and New York are screaming from the rooftop to everybody that listens that they want to trade down. And, you know, from what I'm hearing, I don't know how much interest there is on a team trading up. So, I think the Dolphins would love to be able to sit there at five. Now, if they have a quarterback in mind, whether it's Tua or Justin Herbert, are they really going to take that chance? That's what it's going to come down to. But if it's not the Chargers, I don't really know another team that's going to lead them for a quarterback.
So we've been hearing it's kind of a 50-50 toss-up right now between Tua and Justin of who they like more. What do you think each brings to the organization if they were to go either route?
Yeah, I guess in my opinion, I don't think it's necessarily a 50-50 toss-up between Tua and Herbert. It's a 50-50 toss-up on betting on Tua's health. Because I think if it was just Tua versus Herbert, it'd be an easy bet towards Tua. It's just the uncertainty about Tua's health and durability and, you know, the comfort with that. So I think everything about Tua is how comfortable do you feel that he's going to stay healthy for 10, 12 years. I think as far as Justin Herbert, he's, you know, less of a polished prospect. You know, he's got some issues with accuracy and anticipation, but he's a big, tall, you know, athletic quarterback. And you know how the NFL goes crazy over those type prospects. Mm-hmm. So he's a little bit of a guy you got to mold, where Tua's more of a, you know, finished product. So I think that is why the difficult decision is a lot more difficult because of Tua's injury history.
Cameron Wolf joining us here talking a little Miami Dolphins. And Cameron, when you say that and they have to decide between Justin Herbert and Tua Tagovailoa, obviously you would think that they would do that. How much do you think they kick themselves for, quote, not tanking the end of the season? I mean, this team is sitting at what I believe 0-7 at one point, but then they win four straight. And that really changes the dynamic of what they could have done had they been able to pick one or two.
Yeah, I definitely think we're looking at a different team if that happened, you know. And I remember covering the season and they got their first win, and Dolphins fans were angry, you know, because they felt like they were ruining the plan. But I think if you ask Brian Flores in particular, he wouldn't do it any different way because, you know, this free agency period, they were able to sign a lot of guys that I don't think they would have signed if they were tanking. You know, Byron Jones, you know, Shaq Lawson, Kyle Van Noy, all those guys kind of listed the fact that the Dolphins were really competitive and towards the end of the year is reasons why they signed. So, yeah, they might have been in better position to get Joe Burrow, but the rebuild would have been far away than they are now. So I think that there is, you know, benefits for both sides, but I think, you know, building the foundation they wanted to do, they couldn't afford to tank. So they took the route they took, for better or worse.
And you're talking about building the foundation. Obviously, the division change, where you might even have the Buffalo Bills being the favorite of the AFC East now that Brady is out and moved over to the NFC. And so there is a time, there is a window that's open. With that being said, there seems to be a pretty big gap in quarterbacks after Tua and after Herbert as far as teams that have a need for it. Any way that they would trade down, not trade up, but actually trade down if they felt like there was some value in maybe getting a Jordan Love or anybody like that?
Yeah, I've heard some rumblings on it, and boy, that would be quite a risk. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily impossible, but, you know, that's playing some games with your franchise quarterback. And, you know, that's a bold move. You know, we talk about projects. You know, Jordan Love's more of a project than Justin Herbert. And there's a lot of scouts that I've talked to that are really, really intrigued about his skill set. But being intrigued and being in love, no pun intended, with Jordan Love is different. So, I know that they, you know, Chris Greer said this week he has 8 or 9 prospects that he would feel comfortable with taking at number five, and I'm sure a lot of those guys are position players or other quarterbacks. But I still would be surprised if it's somebody other than Herbert or Tua with their first pick.
Outside of that fifth pick, though, what do you think happens with the 18th and 26th picks later on in the first round?
Oh, there are other picks. I think you're going to see them really spend a lot of time trying to build that offensive lineup. They led the league in sacks allowed last year. They were the worst rushing offense in the NFL. No matter who the quarterback is, they have to protect them. I actually wouldn't be surprised to see them double dip on the offensive line and maybe get an offensive tackle like, you know, a Josh Jones or Austin Jackson, and maybe a center like a Cesar Ruiz to kind of finish their first round. So I'd expect at least one of those picks to be a first-round pick. You know, maybe they take the first running back off the board at 26 if they want to, you know, make that leap. And maybe other than that, if they get a really good defensive player they find at the back end of the draft, maybe that's how they use one of their picks. So there's a few options there, but I definitely think they're going to be looking for guys that can be, you know, long-term starters and sure. You know, key pieces of this foundation.
So Chan Gailey is coming out of retirement, right, to become the offensive coordinator. He has spent time with Ryan Fitzpatrick on multiple occasions. How do you foresee that playing out?
I think it's a huge advantage, one, for Ryan Fitzpatrick and whatever quarterback competition there'll be this summer between, you know, the rookie and even Josh Rosen. And two, I think when we look at this coronavirus time, familiarity is going to be, you know, uber important for teams because of lack of offseason. So Fitz knows Chan Gailey super well and vice versa. So I think it's really going to help the Dolphins' offense. Because, you know, the quarterback, I expect Ryan Fitzpatrick to start week one, no matter who they draft. So you're going to have a situation where your offense is a lot smoother going into the season. So I think that's the biggest benefit for Chan Gailey. And obviously he'll be able to develop the quarterback at their own pace while Fitz is playing.
Any chance that the Dolphins would be in on Leonard Fournette? Now it appears that the Jacksonville Jaguars may want to move him.
I guess it depends on the price. Like you mentioned, they have 5,000 picks. So, you know, if the Jags are saying, you know, hey, we'll you know, give them up for a day 3 pick, then, you know, Dolphins definitely could listen. They definitely have a need in the running game. Like I mentioned, they were the worst in the league last year. They signed Jordan Howard from the Eagles, but he's probably more of a short-term solution. So I know they were looking at this draft heavily at some of the top backs. But if they really like Leonard Fournette, then maybe they go that route. I guess what they would have to check on is just know if he's a fit. You know, Brian Flores has been real big on culture fits. And you know, from the rumblings of Leonard Fournette in Jacksonville, there would have to be some checking in to make sure that he fits what they're trying to do.